Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. As you can probably see from your podcast audio timer thingamabobber, I don't know. I'm not a very technical individual. But the little thing down at the bottom of your screen that says how long this episode is and how long you've listened to it and all those other wonderful things. It's kind of a shorty episode, which means I'm flying solo once again. Now, the search for a new sidekick continues. And I'm going to have some kind of announcements towards the end of the show that they're going to kind of be a part of that and give a little insight into what's going on. But the first thing I need to do at the beginning of every episode is we usually, when we have them, we thank our Patreons. We thank our Patreon subscribers, especially if you're a new Patreon subscriber. We actually call you out and thank you on the air. And so for the past few weeks, I've had to say, we don't have any Patreon supporters, any new ones. But I'm glad to announce today, we got a new one. We do have a new one. Gia, I know you're listening, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. I really, really appreciate it. Like we say on this dumpster fire of a podcast, please support us on Patreon because Robin doesn't really want to get a real job. And I know, it is what it is. But I am going to also have some announcements down at the end of the show. But today, I wanted to talk about something that was mentioned in a previous episode, but there wasn't really enough time to talk about it. When a certain conductor of a certain train was on the show, we talked about stressors. One of the topics we didn't get to was something I think that every trans, LGBTQ, and even allies have to deal with. And that's something I call daily acceptance. Daily acceptance, like some other issues from that episode, can come from both internal sources and external ones. As trans individuals all know, both of these are extremely important and can cause an extreme amount of stress. Now, I cannot say which is harder, the internals or the externals, but for me, I struggle more with the internal sources more than the external sources of daily acceptance. So let's talk a little bit about some of the external sources first. Now, in that episode, we mentioned that things like family and work can be sources of stress, and they alone can be big issues. But they can also be sources of daily acceptance stress. Okay? It's a well-known fact that when we come out as trans, there is a bit of an awkward period we all go through with our families and our coworkers. Okay? Most of the time, this period passes as they get used to us being our true selves. Sometimes people we interact with every day, see what I did there? have a struggle with that. Many see it initially as an everything I know is wrong kind of moment, okay? I'm not saying being our true happy selves is wrong. What I mean by everything I know is wrong is that somebody, when you tell someone you interact daily with, that you're trans, and they have that moment, that it's one of those, their preconceived notions or what they thought to be fact isn't exactly fact. You know, just that those who know us before transition, sometimes they feel like they missed something. You know, when you come out as trans, they missed something. Or maybe things aren't as black and white as they thought they were. And in some cases, that can kind of change a person's entire perspective. This is something that's kind of common. And I think every trans individual has a story about someone who had that moment in front of them, and they can see, they saw it and watched it. We see that in the trans community, to the people we come out to, a lot. I've been very lucky, and I haven't really had that. I've had more of these, what I call light bulb moments, where when you tell somebody, all of a sudden there's like the imaginary light bulb over their head. It suddenly turns on because things kind of make sense. But some people react to things don't make sense. And that's what that kind of thing is. So when I say that, that's what I'm referring to. Now, it's a common thing that happens. And most of the time, it passes. And sometimes it passes quickly. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes people get hung up on that and can't really wrap their minds around things. Sometimes that awkward moment that we have with people that we interact with daily or care about, things like family and coworkers, that awkward moment where we've come out and exposed our true selves, well, it lasts longer than we realize it could. And this can put stress on us to try and make that situation easier. I know this is exactly something I've dealt with firsthand. One way we try to make that easier is sometimes we fight our nature. And we might have a particular behavior or a habit that before transitioning we hid. You know, you keep these things kind of because you didn't want people to know that you were trans, or maybe you didn't even know you were trans. You were just kind of feeling that behaving or whatever in a certain way kind of felt wrong. Which, number one, I want to tell you right now, if you have those feelings right now, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. But it does need to be addressed. But we have those behaviors or habits, and we hid them. But after starting the transition, we embrace those. I hiccuped. Those changes in our behavior or mannerisms can sometimes be a shock to others. You know, we then try to once again hide them or fight them in order for us to be accepted by those individuals as trans, It's kind of like being trans. Okay, they understand you're trans, but they don't quite understand how much of your behaviors or mannerisms may have shifted either more feminine or more masculine, depending upon what you're going through. I recently went through this myself firsthand. And it was not a very easy experience. I'll be upfront about that. A couple weeks ago, we did an episode, AJ and myself, while on vacation. AJ and I went on a vacation, and we made our usual trip to go see her family. I've mentioned before, AJ goes a lot more to see her family than I do. She goes 4 times a year. I go sometimes twice. This year, I only went once. Mostly because I was afraid. I was very scared of what could have happened. And, you know, that's okay. This was the first time her family got to see me since I came out and since I started transitioning. If you've seen some of the photos of me on Twitter, well, you know I look nothing like I used to. And I was well aware of that. I was well aware that was a thing. And I was well aware this was going to be a bit of a shock. I mean, her family had not seen me in, we'll say about a year. So in that time, I've been on estrogen for 9 months, maybe 10, somewhere in there. I've also come out publicly, which was around the holiday season. But they hadn't seen me. And in 9 months of estrogen, things change. So, you know, it was going to be a little bit of a shock. And before the trip, I had my concerns. And I told AJ a bit about what I was feeling. But, of course, that doesn't make that awkward moment any easier. It really doesn't. I wanted her family to accept me the same way they did before. I wanted her family to accept Robin the way they accepted Rob. Now, here's the kicker to that is, for a couple of years, I'd been in the driver's seat just pretending to be Rob, so they kind of technically were interacting with me when they really didn't know that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a whole nother crazy episode you should go back and listen to about, about me. But I wanted them to accept me just like that. And I didn't know how to do that. So, to me, that meant making sure they were comfortable. And one way I did that I tried to make them feel comfortable, which I'm pretty sure I failed miserably at. But that's a whole long story that I'll tell later. Was to fight my own nature and fight my own habits. When it comes to AJ, I'm kind of clingy and overly affectionate. I wake up every morning and begin the routine of things to take care of her. You know, I make her coffee. Some mornings I make her breakfast. I'll help get her stuff ready for work when she needs it. Whatever it is she needs. On her days off, I kind of stick to her like a shadow. And I'm not even joking about that. I mean, clingy. Reynolds rap tells me to calm down. Be like, whoa, you're too clingy. I'm too clingy for Reynolds rap. Just saying. So, when she comes home at night, I make her dinner. And after dinner, one of my normal, natural behaviors is to slide over on the couch while we watch TV and snuggle in with her. I do this when she's home, because, again, I'm clingy. I do this a lot in the evening because she's been gone all day. And it's hard. It's hard for me to be apart from her. But at the same time, I know if we were together 24/7 all the freaking time and I was clingy as hell, she'd smother me with a pillow and go, I don't know how she died. I don't know. We don't know. But I snuggle up to her while we watch TV. I also do that when I'm not feeling good. If I'm upset, or I'm, whether it be physical or mental, if I'm not feeling good, if I'm upset, or, you know, I feel, I don't want to say sick, but, you know, when you have that physical, I just don't feel good kind of thing. And usually doing that helps calm me. While on the trip, however, I couldn't do any of that. I couldn't do any of that. I fought my nature to make others comfortable. And let me be bluntly honest, I was an emotional mess. And I could not snuggle up to the woman I love while I was there at night, in the evenings, on the couch, because I didn't feel good. She couldn't put her arm around me. She couldn't hold me the way she does at home, because we needed to make sure her family was comfortable. And that's a huge shock in behavior, because Rob wasn't like that. Rob would sit next to AJ. Rob didn't sit that close to AJ. AJ didn't need Rob to snuggle up to in front of her parents. And it was kind of hard to fight my nature. AJ fought her nature too. In some aspects, and it did put some stress on me. And I didn't enjoy the trip like I would have if I had been able to be myself and not fight those things. This kind of thing is something I believe many people can relate to. And my point is that sometimes we have this external stress that makes us beyond uncomfortable, but we struggle with it because we want those we do that for to get used to us. And I mean our real selves. That doesn't mean we have to fight those behaviors forever. In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are thinking we shouldn't fight them at all, but we do, whether we realize it or not, because we want those people to be comfortable with us. And that's okay. Work. Let's talk about work. Work and your jobs can create another external stressor. Now, if you work in the same office with the same people every day, then, like family, it's a little easier. Over time, those you work with get used to your true self, and you don't have to worry as much about making them comfortable. You have that early awkward moment. And I think in a professional work environment with today's HR rules, I guess you could call them, it makes it a little easier. And it also makes it one of those situations where if somebody doesn't want to try, they can basically just stick, you know, get away from you and go do their job. But, what if you work as a delivery driver? Ooh. What if you work at a restaurant as a member of the wait staff or bartender? Or what if you work retail? Now, this is where that external stressor comes in, because you're going to go to work every day trying to have acceptance. And you try to have acceptance in a chaotic environment. Now, this is part of the reason why I got out of retail myself. Well, that and a lot of other reasons that I've mentioned earlier, but we all know companies like those who can be trans-friendly as they can be, they still can't be perfectly safe for us. And I mean places like Target. I'm just using them as an example. They're a very inclusive business. No discrimination. They're LGBTQ friendly. They're trans friendly. You know, they're going to be welcoming. And that's great. The company itself can be very, very welcoming. Its staff, its management can be welcoming. Other employees within the retail stores itself or restaurant itself, they can be extremely accepting. But it doesn't mean that retail is always a safe place for us, or any of those jobs are always a safe place. Why? Well, those companies, while they can control what management and employees do, they can't exactly control their customers or their customers' reactions. Again, a reason why I left retail. I left in a retail environment that, while it wasn't bad, it didn't pay great, it was very stress-filled. I knew if I stayed that the customer base was not going to be very friendly. And the problem with this is that we don't really know how someone is going to react to you, being trans or otherwise, when you interact with them, like on a daily basis. That's a job like I said, delivery driver, restaurant, retail, because those interactions and who you're interacting with change daily. Not just that, they don't just change daily. a lot of them, they change hourly and minute and by the minute. I almost said minutely, but that's not even a word. And yeah, that would have been bad. But this can lead to a whole new level of stress. I think it's possible that, and quite possibly one of the hardest stressors, because it can not only be a huge weight on your shoulders worrying about how people treat you, but it can lead to more internal stress because we push ourselves to lower the odds against a negative reaction. You know? Like I said at the beginning of the episode, I think internal acceptance is the hardest to deal with. It can be caused by external sources, just like we mentioned. But it can also be something that's created within, and us just not being happy with ourselves for one reason or another. You know? Things like how we see ourselves. You know? Things like gender dysphoria, body dysmorphia, even bad habits we wish we could break. These all contribute to those internal factors, you know? And these are things that we all deal with daily that can just cause us crazy amounts of stress. I struggle with dysphoria. I really do. A handful of people listening to the show know that. I struggle with it a lot more than I ever show or even let on anymore. I don't even show things like this on Twitter or any social media. And that there are a lot of things about me I don't like. I have a very hard time because I want to fit a certain standard in my head because I think it will make me more accepted when I'm interacting with others. That whole passing crap. I know we in the trans community want to get rid of that, but it's still kind of hard when the outside world kind of wants you to do that, if it makes sense. I have a hard time with that. And things like that can cause pressure. Insane amounts of pressure. But pressure we put on ourselves because, as humans do, we tend to drift closer to more negative what ifs, everybody do your air quotes, what ifs, than positive ones. That's just human nature. It really is. It's human nature. We all do it. There are always going to be people who tell you that you shouldn't care about these little what ifs, because you can't control them. Because you can't control them. That's a great idea. But sometimes it's beyond difficult to actually do. Also, just for me, you show me someone who honestly says, they claim they don't care what anybody else thinks about them. I'll show you someone who's putting on a brave face because they don't accept themselves fully. Okay? internally, we will never be the exact perfect image we want. No one is. Everyone on this planet has something they wish was different about them. Again, it's human nature. We look for flaws. We look for flaws in ourselves, and we are hardest on ourselves. That not only is true from someone who's a photographer like myself, where we critique and criticize and don't even like our own work, but it's true in everyday life. There are things about ourselves we will never be happy with. And let's say you have something that you will, that you, again, everybody do your air quotes, fix. Okay, so that's fixed. I guarantee you, you will find something else about you you don't like. And that is okay. You don't have to. You don't have to like everything about you. It's human nature. I think the trick is to be okay with those things. You don't have to be happy with them, but just to be okay and understand that either you're working on those things or they're just something that no matter what you do, they are what they are. Okay, now I realize that is easier said than done. I think if we can still figure out and learn to do that, then we will be further down the path to happiness. All of this can lead to stress, and honestly, stress can fuck you up. I mean, badly. I know firsthand. It can mess up your mental state, and it can mess you up physically. But like we said in the other episode, if you can find ways to manage it, you can overcome it. Now, how do you manage it? Well, that's an answer I don't have, but look for every day. And who knows? Maybe you have that answer. The interesting thing about that question and that answer is it's going to be unique to you. And that's the point I'm trying to make, I guess, today. Is be you. We're all going to struggle with these things. But being happy is the goal. Being happy is where is the final destination. We're not on the road of transitioning. We are. But human beings as a whole, the path we're all on is a path to happiness. We just have to make sure we get to where we're happy. So that's just kind of the point I'm making. Just something I kind of wanted to touch on a little today. And like I said at the beginning, this may be something that we come back to and touch on later when I have some more perspectives to kind of help me out here. So I'm not talking by myself like a crazy person. Speaking of, now I want to take a moment and I want to talk about the show. I want to really talk about the show for a second. If you've been listening to the show recently, as you know, I have been looking for a new sidekick. We've had one audition on air so far. And the feedback was good. Feedback is good. I've had some wonderful individuals throw their hat into the ring to be the new Transpost sidekick. And to be honest, sorry, my paper fell. It's kind of hard to choose right now. I've done some interviews with some individuals, talked to some people that were interested. I've listened to some audition tapes. It's been kind of hard to choose. But I wanted everybody to know this is the last show you will ever hear me do solo. I'm going to be blunt, honest, up front. I don't like them. I don't like doing the shows by myself. Personally, I think these solo shows, I think they don't have the same energy that you all who are listening have come to expect from Transposed. I mean, we are a wonderful dumpster fire. So that's also got me thinking about some other things. I've also been thinking about some very exciting changes to the show. I'm not giving anything away yet. I'm not giving anything away. And everything that I kind of got in the works and in the plans. Well, it's not, it's gonna make the show better. So don't worry. You know, if you're a fan of the show, don't worry. It will still be the epic dumpster fire you all love. I'm just kicking a few things around, trying to figure out how to make some of this stuff work. So over the next few weeks, you can expect to hear some new voices on the show with me. You can also expect to hear maybe a familiar voice or two. On these on this wonderful show. These will be more of our potential new sidekicks. And they're gonna be on there on here showing us what they got. Right? What they got. Showing you well, we're gonna bust their chops and make sure that they that they're transposed enough. Is that a thing? Transposed enough? That just sounded stupid. I apologize, everybody. That was dumb. And all of this that we're going on is leading up to a major and exciting change to this show that is going to make this the most epic dumpster fire of a podcast the world has ever seen. I mean it too. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good. So I hope you will all stick around and let us know what you think. We've had some pretty good feedback recently. It's okay if you your feedback on the solo episodes is, well, it was kind of crap, because I think it's kind of crap too. But that's just me. Anyway, that's going to be this week's show. I want to thank you all for listening. As always, our social media. If you wish to interact with the Transpose podcast, you may do so on both Facebook and Twitter at Transpose Pod. Please remember, if you interact with the Transposed podcast's Twitter account, just a little incentive here. And you're a fan of our show, you may actually be interacting with AJ. And she's a lot of fun to interact with. She is. She really is. I love her to death. You can also email us, transposepod@gmail.com. You want to interact with me on Twitter? Why? I'm glad. How do you do that? I'm even more glad you asked. At Robin Allura on Twitter. And as always, I got to do a little promoting here. Please think about joining us on Patreon and becoming a Patreon supporter. Some pretty cool stuff. And we're going to be doing a little revamping to it as well, which will, I'll get into that a little bit more later. But you can find us, patreon.com/transposepod. Just, I mean, if you feel like you can, kick us a few bucks. You know, every dime that you show in support helps us grow our program and helps us get where we need to be, you know, kind of badass. Not that I'm not a badass to begin with. Anyway, that's this week's show. Thank you so much, and I'll see you all next week. Later.